only the top three.
Yes.
Casey, Wolf, Wallace.
A week after the midterms, the elections office in the Bucks County Courthouse is cluttered with paper. Provisional ballots, absentee and overseas ballots, lists of votes that have already been logged. At a wooden table toward the back of the room, a few election workers are busy slicing open the green envelopes that hold dozens of ballots that may not be valid. Among them loom a handful of lawyers and Bucks County Republican and Democratic Party officials. As the county workers count votes, the lawyers scribble down their own tallies. They're all concentrating on one race, the one in the 6th State Senate District.
I would say this seat is unusual because we don't normally, I mean, in the past, we have, maybe the candidates that they fielded were different, but there was never, to my recollection, this close for that seat.
Pat Poprick has headed the Bucks County Republican Party since 2012 and has been involved in politics in the region for some 40 years. The southeastern part of the state has become much more competitive for Democrats recently. And while Poprick thinks the Bucks delegation is largely holding them off, she does acknowledge things are changing.
The people that voted Republican in the past may have still voted for some Republicans like Brian Fitzpatrick, who won the congressional seat, but in some other areas locally they may have not, and it's just a difference that we're dealing with, and we're handling it and we're working it out.
Tommy Tomlinson, the Republican who has served in state government since 1995, is a moderate. The owner of a Bensalem funeral home, he's won union endorsements and has supported efforts to tighten gun laws and tax oil and natural gas drillers. His opponent, Tina Davis, is a former realtor and Democrat who served in the state House since 2011. She ran dual campaigns for Senate and her House seat, winning the latter easily. Davis also co-founded a state chapter of the group Emerge, which aims to get more women into public office. Both candidates knew the race would be tight heading into Election Day. As returns began coming in, they were neck and neck. Davis led for most of the evening, but as the final counties reported their totals, Tomlinson pulled ahead by 100 votes. In a race that garnered more than 108,000 overall.
All right, so you said a month in. When did you start specifically?
I started a little over a month ago. It was the first week in October.
Larry King is the communications director for the Bucks Board of Elections. He's new to the job, so he says he doesn't have a ton of context for what's normal. But he does note there's no question this race stands out.
Obviously, it's extremely, extremely close for a race with this many votes. Our percentage is approaching 65% turnout, and it generally doesn't get out of the 50 range.
With all the ballots counted, the final margin in the race narrowed to 72. Tomlinson is ahead, but it isn't quite over.
Tina has no interest in conceding until she feels confident that every vote was counted and that we've done everything to ensure that every vote is counted.
That's Aaron Platt, a spokesman for Tina Davis's campaign. It's suing in Common Pleas Court over 192 ballots that weren't tallied because they arrived at the elections office past their deadline. The suit's on the same grounds as one the state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union recently filed. They say the turnaround time between when a Pennsylvania voter can receive an absentee ballot and the deadline for it to be received by the county is too tight, the tightest in the country, in fact. Here's Platt.
When you're talking about people filling out absentee ballots, they can be literally anywhere in the country, Hawaii, Alaska, in rural parts of the country. To ask for a piece of mail to leave the Bucks County Board of Elections on Wednesday, arrive at the voter's location by Thursday, and then back to the Board of Elections by Friday, it misunderstands how fast the mail works.
The Davis camp has asked for an expedited decision, and Platt says they may have a result within a week or so. For his part, Tomlinson has already declared victory twice, once the day after the election and again in a Facebook post when Davis announced her decision to sue. He isn't the only Republican in the Southeast who faced a tough race. All told, Senate Democrats picked up 4 seats there, ousting 2 longtime incumbents. They ended up with 5 new seats total. House Democrats snagged 14 in the region and had a net gain of 11. The results of the Tomlinson-Davis race haven't been officially certified by the county or state. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg. Katie Meyer, WITF News at the state capitol.